I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
It's Jeremy White.
Apologies to my wife, because when she asks me later today, hey, did you remember to insert something here? And I say, no, I did correctly remember that Jakob Klepisch was in the Greer trade.
And Joe DiBiase.
You can't be Captain Crunch unless you are a captain.
Was Captain Crunch an actual captain? What were his, you know, merits?
It's not even captain, actually.
It's Cap'n. That's right.
Of course he was a captain.
Yeah, I bet he faked the resume.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody. Happy Thursday. Jeremy and Joe. Joe's off today and tomorrow. Rolling solo with you, but I've got Owen Power. I almost called you Owen Power. Owen Parker. There you go. Owen Power's here today. That'd be different. Owen Parker's here today. Josh Schmidt as well. Good morning. I said something to these two right before the show started, and you two can decide what it means about me. I said, as I sat in the studio, I don't know how to turn the television on in here, which I don't think that's because I'm old and technologically illiterate or anything like that. It's just that someone else always turns it on, and it might be not frequent that we need the television on, right? How often are there sporting events this early in the morning?
Like, never.
Right, and we have the Open Championship, so now I have one of the 7 days of the year where having it on would be worth having it on. And I don't know how to turn it on.
To be fair, we also have like six remotes in there.
That's part of the problem. It's kind of like when you go to, well, we went to a Airbnb this weekend, or like a vacation rental home, and you get to somebody else's house and there are seven remotes laid out. You think, you know what? I'm just not even going to turn it on. I'm not going to try. Pick up every single remote, on, off, on, off. Yeah, there's seven remotes in here. What are the extra six doing? Does anybody know?
And I don't think I've ever seen anyone turn the TV on using a remote. I've only ever seen people touching the physical TV.
Yeah, so I got to get up and do it. Is that the ruling here? If I want to watch the Open Championship, I guess I could stream it on my computer. But that, I already tried to log into the Open Championship website to kind of get a look at that, and it wants me to sign in. Like, oh man. So I have to give the Open Championship some of my personal information in order to stream it. Maybe I don't want to do that. Maybe I just want to turn on this television, which means I've got to play television remote roulette. Which one's going to be the one?
That's not a fun game.
I don't know which one's the one. You do know how to turn it on? Are you, Josh, is your answer to go up and press the button on the side of it?
Well, yes.
All right. Then in that case, I do know how to turn on the television.
With this, though, with this specific sporting event, you're going to have to stream it. So you got to like switch the sources,
okay,
and find the right remote to turn on the right source and all that other
stuff. We have a stream. Here's another question. I apologize for not knowing this. I've worked here for a long time and sat in this chair for a long time. We have a streaming package in this room.
What we're watching here
is streaming and not just like...
No, usually it's like the normal like television cable, whatever. But like there is a streaming stick in there.
Okay.
So
isn't it like Joe's mom's Fire Stick or something? I've heard that that's like where that stick came from.
All of a sudden, it is becoming more and more reasonable that I don't know how to turn things on and screen this.
Exactly.
We don't even know how we're getting the stream here. We think it's Joe's mom's Fire Stick.
I could be standing on the roof with an antenna
right.
in 10 minutes if this keeps going the way it's going.
Okay. Well, the Open Championship's underway. I will turn it on. It's Royal Portrush, and I saw Mickelson already chipped in for a par out of a bunker. Looked pretty cool. These courses are always fun to look at, right? You sometimes you want them to have big pot bunkers. Sometimes it's about crazy fescue. Other times, there's not a lot of trees usually. That's what you're looking at, not a lot of trees. And golf as it was meant to be played, that kind of thing. I had a thought today. You know, maybe we won't spend too much time with this, but I did have a thought today as we get ready for the fourth major of the year, which is underway, to ask people that have made the golf pilgrimage like that, how you pulled it off, where it was. Does it matter if you play one of the big ones? I played a course over there when I was 22, a long, long time ago. My whole family went over to Ireland for, you know, one of those trips where your family goes over and meets other... We have family in Ireland that we met. And rented golf clubs and played Portmarnock Golf Links or something like that. Played a course over there and... rented clubs. And, you know, that's the kind of thing where you just go with your uncle when you're 22 and whack it around. It's not like I was taking golf as seriously as I do now that I take it that seriously. But I did play a course in Ireland, but I don't really think it, to me, registers as I went over there and played one of these rounds, one of these bucket list trips. I mean, if you follow Nate Geary from the station on social media, he's been in North Carolina, Tobacco Road, for the last, I don't know, month and a half, playing every course down there like he does all the time. These pilgrimages to St. Andrews, how do you do that? Is it weird that I want to ask that? If you're listening and you've done that, how do you pull that off?
Is it like a travel agency thing?
That's
or like,
right. Don't you have to win a lottery?
Right.
Can you just go and play any old course over there? Is it like... it is around here where if there's a resort that's stay and play, you call them. Something about it being over there makes it feel like it's not as attainable as it is here.
But I think there's also a part of it that over there it's so much more of a community golf, and it's less, I think, uppity than it is here. It's a little more...
and like the nicer courses?
I think it's more of an available thing to the community over there. So
yeah.
I don't think they have the same level of like private, you need to know a guy to
cost.
Get on this course. Cost is also
cost,
a
right.
factor.
Right. I just went on a trip to Boston and played a couple courses that you can only play if you know somebody that knows somebody.
Right.
And that was amazing. I'm sure it's much easier to get on some of these courses over in the UK. And yet the whole thing to me seems kind of... wow, that's a pretty big trip. That's elaborate. I've been to London. I've been to Europe 4 times and only played golf the first time again, where I kind of feel like it didn't count. So if you've done that, you know, fire me an email or, you know, if you want to give me a call, 803-0550. It's just me today and these two guys, and we'll chat about things. But the whole thing about playing over there, it seems awesome and it seems worth it and it seems bucket list-ish, but... it also, on some level, seems like it's a lift. And I might be wrong about that. I might have that backwards, that actually it's much easier to do over there. So anyway, 803-0550 is the phone number. We'll, of course, keep you updated on the scores and how things are going at the Open Championship. Brian Koziel will join us at 6:30 today. He of Tee to Green. We could talk a little Sabres, too, with him if we ultimately get to it. The Sabres released their schedule yesterday. So we can talk about that with Brian, but mainly it'll be the Open Championship. That's coming up at 6:30. Also on the way today, Chad DeDominicis of Expected Buffalo. He of the extensive, intensive Buffalo Sabres analysis. I wanted to get him on to talk about the Byram contract, whether or not he's still going to be here, even though he did sign. There was a report yesterday from Jeff Merrick, Elliot Friedman, about the idea that, well, actually, just because he signed doesn't mean he's going to be there. Okay. So that might not be done. I want to talk to Chad about the good and the bad, why it makes sense to keep him, why it might make sense to still move on. So Chad's on the way at 7 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock, former Bills offensive lineman Jerry Ostrowski, buddy of mine that I do another show with, talking to him about training camp and the Bills offensive line starting to get the love it deserves. Not on the NFL top 100 list, but Brandon Thorne, who does a lot of offensive line breakdowns, has put both Bills tackles in his top 5. So Deion Dawkins, the third best left tackle, and Spencer Brown, the third best right tackle in the league. So we'll talk to Jerry about that. I also want to get his thoughts on, you know, day in the life at training camp as these players are 6 days away. On the training camp front, you know, we are 6 days from the first practice. Rookies have reported. And overnight there was, I want to say, a crack in the dam, a breach in the levee, whatever you want to say about all these 30 out of 32 second-round picks unsigned, and the sticking point being what percentage of their contract is guaranteed. Second-round picks are kind of fighting here for fully guaranteed contracts. First-round picks have that. The Browns and the Texans signed the first two picks of the second round to fully guaranteed contracts, and then everything got stuck, and nobody moved. Well, there's a move. It comes in at the 43rd overall pick, and I am ready to predict that what this ultimately does is gets everything done. I would bet dollars to donuts that TJ Sanders is going to be at the first practice, that all of these second-round picks, almost all of them, will get this thing done quickly. And if they're not signed, I bet they all report. Because what happened late last night was the Niners and their second-round pick, Alfred Collins, agreed to terms. What did they do? They agreed to terms, and he got 88% of his contract guaranteed. So I've got the 34th pick at 100% guaranteed, the 43rd pick at 88% guaranteed, and not to get too far in the weeds on contract numbers and all this kind of stuff. The sticking point has been what percentage of the deal is going to be guaranteed. And we wondered, who's up next? Nick Emmonwardy. Is he going to blink and not take 100, and he'll take 98, 96, and 94, and 90, on down the line, like knocking down dominoes? Well, instead what happened was one of the dominoes in the middle tilted. And if it's up to me to kind of make the analogy, it's like it tipped both ways. Bill's second-round pick, TJ Sanders, was taken two picks before this. So some really rough math on that would be that Sanders and his second-round pick contract with the Bills is likely to come in between 100 and 88% guaranteed. And when you kind of slice it down to that, I've got seven or eight players to split a 12.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
I feel like it'll get done. I feel like it'll get done quickly. I've got 6 days for all these picks. Collins was the first. He agrees to a deal that's worth what it would have been worth. Like the total money in these deals, that's already pretty much established. It's just a matter of how much of it's going to be guaranteed. And for Collins, it's 10.3 total and 9.2 of it or whatever was guaranteed. So if I'm the Bills, I have the opportunity now to just move on TJ Sanders and say, like, all right, 88 for that guy. You were taking two picks ahead of him. How about 91% guaranteed? Boom, let's sign it. Now, maybe there's still a standoff, but the whole thing to me looks like it's another example of the NFL and these little mini controversies we get to that bubble up and just go away. That collusion story in the league has, of course, been worth checking in on. The owners and the PA and how they might have wanted to bury report because they're working together and there's collusion. And I mean, that thing gets messy. But this one is easy. This one is in the CBA, whatever, in the structure of the CBA, how much to pay draft picks and just fighting for a little bit more of the money guaranteed. It's not been a huge fight yet. Nobody's actually missed camp. Trey Harris didn't report, but that's just rookies. Again, like most of these teams, it's about rookies reporting, not even full practices. So Chargers rookie Trey Harris, he had to be the first one to not report, and now he has an opportunity to report. Just to give you the other side of it, mentioned that Alfred Collins is the 43rd pick, and he signed. Well, Trey Harris, you go down where he is on this board in terms of who's going to sign, who's not going to sign. Trey Harris comes in after Collins. He's 55th. All right, so he's going to get less than 88%. They'll just knock down the dominoes. So I guess that's good news. If you were worried about that, I could tell you I think a good bet would be to not worry about it. And as we approach this Bills camp, we're 6 days away from the first practice, it really feels like it's just cool as a cucumber for everybody around here. I almost want to say that Bills fans have, when it comes to camp and the regular season and the big things to watch, such a calm level of, you know, hey, everything's going to be just fine, no matter what. In Josh, we trust, right? I know there are a bunch of pieces to the defense, and Bosa and Ogunjobi and Hoyt all have their issues when they can actually contribute. And now I've got the Sanders thing. I think that'll be done. And now I've got Landon Jackson on pup, and like, whatever, it'll be fine. You got month plus, 2 months till the season starts. And then once I'm there, we're waiting until January anyway. We're waiting to see what this team looks like at the end of the season, not necessarily at the beginning of the season. We've kind of seen it all. We've seen them have a slow start where they're 6-6 and fire a coordinator and win 5 in a row and go to the playoffs. We've seen them dominate start to finish. We've seen them win the division in November, basically. We've seen them cruise. And it feels like it's another season that's kind of set up like that, which, you know, there's some teams out there that are going to be locked in and breathlessly watching every single thing. For Bills fans, I think it's kind of, you know, all right, let's see how it goes. Is Bosa healthy? Is Hairston going to win a starting job? You know, these biggest questions at camp, a lot of the potential biggest questions kind of got put to bed. The biggest one might have been James Cook, and I don't hear a lot on that front. He showed up to mandatory minicamp, so why wouldn't I expect him to show up to training camp and participate and be a part of it? I guess it could happen that he's not participating 100%. But the whole thing is kind of, you know, here we go. Fire it up. Let's watch Josh Allen throw some sweet touchdown passes and see if he can put up monster numbers and everybody eats. Go win 12 games. Go win, 15? What's the number everybody's ready to sign up for? 14? The schedule looks great. It's a high mark season send-off with a couple of tough games. All their tough games. On paper right now, all their tough games are from home, or at home rather. So okay, everything's set up. I guess this is the year that we start talking one seed again right off the jump. I don't know how often we've done that. Last year they lose two games early on, and it kind of put them in a chase position. It's Baltimore and Houston. They lose those two games. You know, there'd have been doubts about them a little bit, how good they could be. Because of all the transition, not many people around here thought they'd be bad, but we thought there might be some rocky parts, and there were. And the one seed race last year was a chase the whole way, and the Chiefs were pretty much out in front the whole time. They were undefeated until they played the Bills, and that kept the race alive, and then the Bills lost almost immediately afterwards, and the race was kind of over. We hoped it could stay close, but it didn't. And this year, I guess that's the best we've got, is the one seed race. And how important that is, which years past, I've felt like not that important. I know that's kind of counterintuitive. I know that bye is important, but you know, road teams win all the time in the playoffs. It's not like it used to be, so I wouldn't worry so much. But you know, when you're at the starting position and everybody's in the same starting blocks, and there's a first round bye on the line, and only one team gets that seems significant. That said, what did Detroit do with it last year? They went out and lost their first playoff game. They got bounced, which is, you know, that would be a shocking kind of result for any one seed. So if you have a thought on the one seed, you have a thought on, you know, camp and your general comfort with the season, give me a ring, 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Yesterday I had a caller expressing these big concerns about the defense because of turnovers and the inability for the Bills to maybe sustain their turnover numbers, which they've done over the years. And I don't know, I maybe it's because I often don't have big concerns about the defense, even when it is not great. But this season, they've just added so many pieces and so many potential reinforcements that I'm bullish on them getting better. And we actually had one, speaking of dominoes, we had one more domino fall overnight as well. A point I like to make is that three guys the Bills were counting on last year that played pretty big roles for them were not in the league. I mean, they were in the league looking for jobs. Rasul Douglas, Amari Cooper, and Vaughn. And last night, Vaughn signed. So Vaughn Miller is signed with the Washington Commanders. So, all right, tick off one. Vaughn Miller signs in Washington. He's got his next team. He's got another opportunity here. He is joining a competitor, which I don't know how many options he had or if he's trying to chase a Super Bowl ring, but Vaughn signs with another competitor. He went from winning a Super Bowl with the Rams to signing with the Bills to try to win to now getting on to the Commanders. And they'll be competitive, no doubt about it. They had a great season last year, kind of bubbling up all the way to the NFC Championship game. In looking for like the Vaughn numbers, I found a clip that said Vaughn Miller's 2024 highlights and thought to myself, how many of those will there be? He played limited minutes. People don't think of him as a big-time difference maker for them, but he did lead them in pass rush win rate. He's got a couple speed rush. He might have some good speed rush years left. I thought he was serviceable. I made a case to bring him back if they could do the numbers well enough, but they didn't. They decided to get younger, and I think that's probably the right thing to do. So anyway, Vaughn catches on. He's got his next assignment, trying to win a ring with the Washington Commanders. So is there any sort of what they could have done instead of Vaughn kind of feeling out there? A famous Sabres conversation like that lives forever is like, what if you had taken the four first-round picks instead of paying Thomas Vanek? Is there any what if you'd spent $120 million on something else? Not that that's what they ultimately paid, but I mean, they paid Vaughn quite a bit, and they did not get a return on what they paid just because of injuries. He got dinged. He tore his ACL, and that was pretty much it. Right off the bat, it looked great. Right off the bat, they looked like the best team in football, and their defense was closing the door and getting the job done, and you know the injury kind of took that out for a full year and a half plus. I don't know what else they would have done, but that's a big chunk of change that, you know, in some, if you could undo it and see what else might have happened, who knows? Who knows where they would have spent it? Anyway, 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Yesterday, of course, was Give 716 Day. Thank you to everybody that donated and had an opportunity to take part in Give 716 Day. The final number, money raised for the 716, $1.4 plus million. And we had a great event out at the BFLO store on 716 Day. Yesterday, Alec Anderson was there. Greg Rousseau showed up as well. He had a meet and greet there at the BFLO store on Give 716 Day. And lots of people showed out to donate money, to donate to all these charities, to raise a lot of money. So if you did, thank you. And of course, congratulations to everybody putting together the community effort to get 1.4 plus. I know I heard on Sabres Live, the goal was $1.4 million, and they got over 1.4. So mission accomplished, goal reached, and a great day for those of us that, you know, like to chip in and help these local communities, local charities in this community. Give 716 Day. It was great. It was great. Meanwhile, 803-0550, the phone number, and 1-888-550-2550. It is a Thursday. It's going to get windy today. It's going to maybe rain today, some rain, some thunderstorms. The humidity that's been stuck in the air for a month, feels like a month, that might break today. You might get a break today as we're expecting some wind. So some wind, some cooler temperatures, and maybe some relief. That's what's on the way today. I went out this morning and covered a bunch of stuff because I felt like it was going to rain. And every single time I've checked to see if it's going to rain, I have to clean up the backyard in the last 2 weeks, the answer's been kind of no. And today, I feel like the answer was yes. So plan accordingly. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Brian Koziel on the other side on the Open Championship. We got a fundraiser he's a part of to tell you about as well. And thanks again, the fifth annual Give 716 Day, $1.4 million, spearheaded, of course, by the Bills and the Sabres and the Bandits and all the things that they gave away, all the incentives. It goes a long way. Listening to One Bills Live, Chris Brown, Steve Tasker talking about the individual charities you can learn about. That's one thing that day actually does. You get to find all these causes in the community and the ways that they can help people. And it's a great day to raise money for some of the organizations you don't know about. It's a great chance to learn about some of these things. And fundraising for the smaller stuff, I always like to make a point that fundraising for the smaller charities, the smaller organizations that don't have, you know, massive resources, like that's a day that makes a big difference. So 1.4 raised and the money to be, you know, put to good use. 803-0550 on the Open Championship. When we return, Brian Koziel joins us. Stay tuned and join us if you'd like. 803-0550 on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.